In the middle of Washington's desert, there's a tunnel that stretches a third of a mile underground. In it are rail cars full of chemical and radioactive waste. Now, contractors at the Hanford cleanup site are racing to fill the tunnel with grout. Anna King is the first journalist who's been granted a tour of the work site at the tunnels. She files this report.
We're on the Hanford site near Tunnel 2. The tunnel is buried under 8 feet of desert sand. In there are 28 rail cars full of radioactive contaminated equipment. It all came from a massive nearby plutonium extraction plant called Purex, operated during the Cold War. Recently, Tunnel 2 was deemed unsafe by federal engineers. A partial collapse of another tunnel right nearby in May of 17 led to the federal investigation and the decision to seal up both tunnels with grout. The worry, a plume of radioactive dust could be thrown up or other contamination could escape from a collapse, endangering workers and the public. Giving me a tour of the Tunnel 2 worksite is Mark Wright. He's a vice president with the Hanford contractor doing this work.
A batch plant, what they do is they take all the sand, they take...
Each week near Tunnel 2, large concrete trucks drive in a nearly 4 mile clockwise circuit. The truck drivers talk to each other by honking before they move. We're at a workyard called the batch plant, where they mix up the grout for the tunnel. Workers combine sand, fly ash, and cement together with water in the big trucks to form the right consistency. It has to be stable enough to do the job, but thin enough to flow down the long tunnel where workers can't go. Wright doesn't let me get out of the car because of all the heavy equipment moving around, so I roll down the window to take a better peek.
So we're sitting here at the batch plant for the Tunnel 2 project, and there's a lot of cement trucks coming in and out, getting loaded up with materials. It's just a very busy scene.
After loading, the trucks are driven slowly to the tunnel. There are 6 ports on the tunnel where workers can pump in the grout, and big pump machines and booms carry the grout from the trucks into the tunnel. The grout sets up in layers, and workers will keep pouring for months until the tunnel is filled up like a giant cannoli. So far, about 2,300 truckloads of grout have been pumped into the tunnel. That means the crew is about at the halfway point. My guides take me to a camera viewing station. It's basically a pop-up tent with a flat screen on a folding table. The screen shows what a remote camera is capturing, the gurgling grout splashing down inside the tunnel. Wright says the pour isn't exactly level yet.
It will tend to build up at certain locations, so we have kind of a dune profile going on right now. The engineers have laid out a plan that keeps that as level as we can until we get up to the top and we can top it off.
Some worry, though. Northwest tribes and others say pouring all that grout into the tunnel will render it a permanent shallow radioactive waste dump, that it would be so difficult or costly to cut up and remove that it'll rest there for all time. Wright says the grout is a special mixture, precisely so it's sturdy, but could be cut up and moved.
When they selected the grout, they wanted the options that this is not considered a permanent disposition.
Still, winter weather will be the main X factor as the crew nears completion of sealing up this tunnel. March is the project's finish line. It's going to take about 5,000 truckloads to get there. With that, I get a ride through the sage and bunchgrass back to town. I'm Anna King in Richland.